Second down, McCown in the gun. McCown steps up. Sacked! They sack him back on the 35-yard line. Nerron Ball got him.
I'm alongside Nerron Ball now on the Silver and Black Show, and it must be nice to go back almost a month ago. You got your first NFL career sack. Take us through that moment. We obviously know that your personal journey, which we'll get into, has been a remarkable one. But professionally, to get your first NFL sack, that has to be on the list of top things.
Yeah, definitely, man, because, NFL sack isn't easy to come by. So, once I got it, I was definitely excited.
So now you are seeing an increased role. You're a rookie. It's your rookie season. Just take us through being a rookie here with the Silver and Black, what you've experienced so far 6 weeks into the season. And then, of course, Jack Del Rio saying you're earning your keep.
Yeah, well, being a rookie in the NFL, I think it's kind of tough because you're coming from college, which you only play, 12 games maybe. And we're almost there. And it's like we have, 10 more games to go. And, it's really tough duty on your body. But you just got to stay ready mentally, and you got to do the right things to take care of your body.
Well, I'm sure if anyone is mentally strong, it is you. For those people that don't know your personal journey and what you've been through, you were diagnosed with what is AVM. Just take us through what that was and how it's gotten you to this point mentally and physically, of course.
Yeah, well, the AVM, it was a tough deal. I had radiation, where they shoot a radiation beam at the point where it happened, where the AVM is, I went through it, and they did the radiation, and I had to wait a whole year, and it was gone.
I'm sure coming off of the two heartbreaking losses before the bye week, you guys have been strong mentally in order to get through this bye week and then look ahead to the Chargers. What's the message from Jack Del Rio and company?
Just keep pushing. We're close. We just gotta keep pushing and finishing. And there's always room for improvement. So, we just keep improving and we'll get there.
Did you watch that Week 6 Chargers game? I'm sure you've seen plenty of film on Philip Rivers and what he put up. Mm-hmm. Are you hoping maybe he's a little tired, a little bit sore?
And our coach is going to prepare us the right way. And I think we're going to be ready.
So you're seeing an increased role, a lot of expectations there, a lot of expectations for a young star in Khalil Mack. When I say his name, what do you think of?
Monster. That's what I think about. But he's a great player. He's definitely a great player.
What makes him so special when it comes to his talents?
He's explosive. He's fast and big. He's all around.
A lot of fun, and it will be watching you guys come up together. Now we have some fun in this interview where we get to five questions, get a little personal with you. The first one is always an easy one, the best movie that you've seen lately.
Ooh, lately. I would have to say Inside Out.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, I went to the movie theaters and I seen it four or five times.
Before you were cashing a paycheck from the Silver and Black, how did you make ends meet? What was your first job that you can remember?
The first job was, I worked the summer of 2012. The year that I couldn't play, I worked that summer, and it was at Hollister.
Okay. So were you one of those models that stood out with his shirt off, all oiled up? You really were.
I was.
No.
I was.
And you had, how many spritz of cologne do they make you put on for that
game? Well, it wasn't necessarily with my shirt off and with cologne. I just had to dress with their nice attire and stand in front and greet people.
Who was your favorite athlete growing up, if it was someone that maybe you had on your wall or someone that you modeled your game after?
Well, when I was younger, I played receiver. And Calvin Johnson, when he was at Georgia Tech, so he was a great role model for me.
Since Halloween is approaching, want to get to your favorite or best, you can choose, Halloween costume growing up?
Well, I didn't really dress up. Well, I dressed up as football players when I was younger, but I think I'm going to do something this year. I want to dress up as Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right, I can see that. Yeah. Well, you have the hair.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a start. Favorite dance move? We saw a little sample of it.
Oh, yeah.
What's your go-to right now?
My go-to right now? Wow. I would definitely have to say the dab.
Can you show that to me? I don't even know how that works.
Well, you kind of need music, but I can do it a cappella.
Can we cue some music? Oh, we can do it without it? Show me what the dab is.
You basically just do your own thing until you hear the beat. You got to do it to the beat. You do your own thing
freestyle.
And then you do that.
Nerron Ball with the play.
Almost like you're sneezing.
The Dap. And are you the best dancer on the team?
No.
Who is it?
I would definitely say Ray Armstrong.
All right. Neron, thank you so much for taking the time. Yep. Good luck against the Chargers. Yep, speaking of those Chargers, Jim Plunkett is back as we break down Phillip Rivers and how to shut down San Diego.
Blitz, double A gap, and you collapse that cup. You make it holy, if you will, to get the quarterback. Now he can't step back and drive up because he's got people in his face.